Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Quakey Taboni. She is with the Boys and Girls Club here in Carbon County. Lots of great things that always go on at the Boys and Girls Club. We're going to talk about some of the programs that they do daily and the things that they do with the kids and things like that. And then we're going to talk about some events that they've got coming up because they're really good at planning and having fun with the kids as well. Quakey, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Let's start right out of the gate. We got some pretty good news this morning. I heard it. You kind of knew in the background what was going on. But Representative Christine Watkins tells me that they actually found money from the state legislature that they're going to purchase the building that you guys are in.
Yeah, really exciting. We'll have a permanent place to stay, so pretty awesome.
Won't be moving anytime soon.
Yeah, thank goodness.
I know it was very hectic when you guys had the move and finding another place and all those things, so that's put to bed now.
Yep.
And the club is there to stay for a while. So while we're on that subject, let's talk about the different things that you guys do down at the club for the kids and the after-school programs that you offer, you know, weekly pretty much.
Yeah, so one of the things that they've been focusing on with their activities this month is actually STEM, which is the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. One of their favorite activities they just did from that this month was the juniors, our juniors programs, kindergarten through fourth graders right now. They got to make rock candy, and we had some hit or miss a little bit, but the kids loved it. It was super awesome experiment they got to do. And then aside from our activities that we do, we also offer homework help. We have what we call Power Hour, where they do their 20 minutes of reading that the schools all have the elementary kids do daily. And then we also offer them a 20-minute brain Buster that is a game that they can play that strengthens their academic skills, and then we help them with any homework that they have that got sent home with them, any missing late assignments. And same thing with our teens, they don't usually do their reading as much, but they bring all kinds of homework into us that math sometimes gets us, but we'll do whatever we can to make sure we can help them with that.
Well, and that's the great thing about the Boys and Girls Club is homework comes first.
Yep.
Always. Before you can do anything else, you're going to sit down and we're going to knock this homework out and get it taken care of.
Yeah, and we try to make it fun too. I know the kids aren't super thrilled about doing homework all the time, but Gotta get it done.
It's gotta get done, right?
Yep.
Gotta get done. So those are great things that they do. And they've got all kinds of fun, different activities for the kids down there. You know, once all the homework's done, you've got, you know, pool tables and video games and computers that they can get on and have fun and play. And the one time I was in there, they were actually, I believe, having some type of a video game tournament that was there. So they do those things all the time.
Yeah, the big hit right now with the teens is Guitar Hero. Man, they have been playing that as often as they can.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, they're getting pretty good at it.
Nothing at all. All right, so let's talk about some of the things that you guys have planned that are coming up here within the next month or two.
Yeah, so first we have our teen night, which the teens love, but we do it after all the juniors have left. It's usually happens about 6:30, and we have this month, it's on February 25th, and it's themed anti-love/Valentine's. The teens came up with that one. They thought that everybody should get a chance to celebrate, and they're in charge of all the decorations and getting everything put together and the games, and I think it'll be a big hit.
And that's the other great thing, too, about the Boys and Girls Club is you kind of turn it over to them. Anytime you guys have, you know, events planned or anything like that, it's like, okay, you come up with what you want to do, and that's really what it's all based on.
Absolutely. We have the biggest hit we have is our suggestion box. They've got one in every classroom. They get to pick whatever activities they want. If they're not, you know, enjoying what we're doing, or they aren't into, you know, music or art or whatever, STEM, then they get the chance to write down something they want to do and put it in our suggestion box. Over the Christmas break, we got to go sledding, which was one of the kids' ideas, and super fun.
That's what I say. You guys always have fun down there. So coming up after that one, you've got a Do You Love Your Club week, and kind of explain that one to us.
Yeah, so Do You Love Your Club is an event that we plan that's a whole week, basically big party. We do whatever we can to show our love for the club and our love for the kids. And the kids get a chance to show, you know, appreciation towards the staff. They're other members at the club with them and the club in general. And we try to do service, but we also try to make it as fun as possible. We have all kinds of treats, snacks, activities. It's basically a big Valentine's party, but with the intent of making sure that the kids know that we're there for them and that they have a place to go.
And really, and it's fun, and they go and they enjoy these kinds of things as well. And then you're also, you were telling me you're going to team up with USU on a vape prevention class.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. That is coming up February 28th, and it will run every day after school till March 3rd. So that'll be about from 4 till 5 in the afternoon. And it's a vape prevention class for the teens. Teens meaning junior high, I guess it's middle school down here now, middle school and high school kids. And they get to learn all about the dangers of tobacco use, and the thing nowadays is vaping, so that helps, it helps teach them skills on how to avoid that. Josie Hatch is the one in charge of that. She'll be running that at the club, and we will be opening it up to extra kids in the community. If anybody wants to come, they're welcome to join. We'll have all kinds of treats, snacks, things to keep them entertained during that, and I believe they give away a swag bag too, so pretty awesome.
So be looking for that one as well. And then we'll wrap up with, you know, it's right around the corner. It really is. You guys are going to be in the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah, our kids love being in the parades, and St. Patrick's Day is always a favorite.
And they always do a lot. You guys, the Boys and Girls Club always does a lot with the community things. Like last year during International Days, you guys were there front and center taking care of certain things and those kinds of things. So it's a great benefit to the community to have a Boys and Girls Club in your community. It really is.
Yeah, we love being here. We love being a part of the Carbon County.
All right. So now, if anybody wants to be a member of the Boys and Girls Club, what do they need to do?
Stop by and sign up. Give us a call. Sign up. We have a application form. Everybody gets accepted, but it's more of a formality of filling out your contact info, things like that. And it's a $20 registration fee. And then the kids are welcome to come. And we take kindergarten through 12th grade.
All right. And is that $20 registration fee, is it a year-round fee, or is it like just the school year, and then the summer program is different?
So the $20 runs for the whole school year.
Okay.
So anybody who signed up in August, that $20 is good till the end of the school year in May. And then our summer camp is actually separate, so it'll be another $20 fee for the summer camp. And then the following school year for 2022 school year, that's a long ways off, but that's another $20 fee. But $20 for the whole school year, not too bad, as you know, activities and summer camps go.
Not too bad at all, especially the summer camp. And you said you were working on that and just getting started, and there's a lot of things that go on in the summer at the Boys and Girls Club, and when it gets closer, we'll bring you back in and we'll talk all about it.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Quakey, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Been speaking with Quakey Taboni of the Boys and Girls Club here in Carbon County. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.